Cooper Sheldon?
Yes.
Brian?
Sheldon, I'm sorry. Yes, it's Brian.
Hi, Brian. This is Sheldon here. How are you doing?
Fine, fine. Thanks for. I just got your message, and you left a message. I wasn't sure. Yeah. Anyways, so now time. Okay, time to talk.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah. So you had, I guess you had some questions, and I was wanted to, or you know, you had some things you want to talk about. So I thought I had some time now.
Yeah, actually, I sent you like an entire list. I think you had a lot of questions, so I generally gave answers to those questions. Didn't actually get a response at that time, so I just assumed something.
I thought you gave me. I thought you replied to my questions.
Yeah, I did reply to your questions, right?
Yeah. Right. So you said the okay. Right. So I did. I guess you're wondering whether what I thought about your answers. I don't know. I guess I didn't know if there's any other questions or.
Well, I actually wanted to have a conversation with you to discuss your marketing strategy at the time as well.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
What
so
do you have in mind?
Well, for marketing, I don't have. I'll have it. It's not complete yet, but it's around doing a series of it's a series of blogs that kind of give teasers about it, about the book coming in, get certain topics. So I'm going to be having a pre-sale plan so people can buy it at a certain time. So the general goal, and I've got to look back at my notes, but is to try to get as many people to buy it on one day. That's one of the, all you have to be an Amazon bestseller. All you have to be is first you just be the bestseller of that day.
Mm-hmm.
So you choose a day, right? So I'm gonna probably there's a couple. Well, I'm gonna try to follow that as well.
I have a question. Do you have a marketing campaign for the road like at this time for the book that's running?
No, I have an advisor who's we're going to work it out next week. So, so I don't have one at this time. Do you guys have plans?
Actually, yeah, we do have plans. That's why I want to talk to you about. Like, we do a lot of things in order to market a book. We have our press releases. We have article writing. We do blogs and social media marketing. Usually, we combine all of those two into a single package, and then, you know, because in terms of getting something, any book becoming a bestseller, you end up doing a lot of pre-marketing for that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of the things about it is I have to get an idea of when it's going to be. I mean, I think I told you I have a
schedule, yeah.
An event where I'll be speaking at, yeah. So kind of, right now there's like one out of 12 chapters written. So it's hard for me to kind of, you know,
given
by marketing towards a day.
May, think of it this way: May, June, July, August, September, and you have one in August, correct? If I remember correctly.
Have what in August?
You said you have a planning of some speaking events in. Oh, sorry, not August, October. Sorry.
October, yeah.
You have a event in October, so there's a lot of time. So by September, we can get this book finished by then pretty easily.
Okay. Well, when I asked that question, you said, "Well, it depends on how many, you know, pages in that." So
yeah,
I was just
it does.
Like, okay.
It does, but I think it should be able to be done. Given the extent of the book, because I was then researching your entire, had a deep dive into the book and to see how things are going to be, how much time we're going to need. So I think we'll be able to manage it in September pretty easily, yeah.
Okay.
But
one
important thing that we need to have is communication during this time, Brian. I'm going to send you drafts. I'm going to need quick responses on those. I know sometimes it can be tough given your position, But the thing is, we have a policy and we run on that until unless we get a response for a certain draft, we don't work ahead because we wait for revisions for that specific draft, okay? So how about we keep it this way? I'm going to, whenever I deliver a draft to you, okay, I'm going to drop you a text as well, okay?
Sure.
So
yeah, I mean, I think there's only been a couple of times where I've had a couple of days, response, but I've...
I'm just generally saying that for speed, we're going to have to keep a better communication. So just a general thing, not...
And now that you're on my account, I mean, this is the communication has, been 10x better, right? Because I used to never wonder what was going on. So I appreciate your, I appreciate this. You're very active on this, and I really... I think it's great. So that helps a lot. It helps me feel connected to what's going on.
Thank you. I'll keep you posted on everything that goes on, and that's why I actually want to be, since I'm taking over this, I want to be more immersed in this. And relatively, the question I want to ask right now, a few things I want to clear for myself, what's your inspiration currently for writing this book? Because that's something I don't know yet.
Oh, yeah, well... The big inspiration is, as I gave a talk a couple of years ago about the contents of the basics of this. It was really well received, and people kept on asking me about it and some of the core elements of this. And so I wanted to write more. I think there's more to this, and I always wanted to write a book, but I didn't want just a book. I wanted to write a really good book. I mean, nobody ever sets out to write a bad book, right? But
yeah,
something that I could just really be proud of, right? And basically, this is after building a fairly successful company for the last 15 years. These are a lot of the things that we do in our company that are unique and that have yielded a lot of results. And so part of it is to share it and try to break it down to actionable items people could follow. And and that was kind of, yeah. So that was the core of it, right? Is that I felt like finally had something worthwhile to say, and I wanted to do it. So
I did a good, general research on you as well. Because since you're going to be my client, I would like to know stuff about you as well. So first thing I found was your, when I searched your name up, the first thing that popped up was, I think, your LinkedIn. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. IUVO Technologies, right? That's your company, right?
Yeah. It's pronounced IUVO, and it's a
IUVO.
Latin word.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Latin in it. Yeah, it means to help, assist, delight, or gratify. That's what it means in Latin.
And like your book, it's on company culture. Leadership, empowerment, company culture, stuff like that, right?
And in fact, the company, that's not what we do. We're an IT company, but...
Of course.
You guys have
a foundation behind that, all of that. Of course, you guys are IT, innovators or engineers.
Yeah, correct.
And you've been for 15 years. That's amazing.
Yeah, so just hit it for 15 years. So the culture's been there from the very beginning, and that's the thing. If you look at my LinkedIn, a lot of my posts are around that area. It's around this topic, and it's really it's kind of really important, and the empowering part of it.
Yeah, I saw the current drafts that are being rolled out. I read your original manuscript as well. It's pretty interesting.
I hope it'll be really, really interesting by the time it's done. So, yeah, I have a question for you.
That's my hope as well, because I don't plan on disappointing you at this time.
yeah. No, I appreciate that. My question, I started writing this, and one of the reasons I enlisted you guys, so I need, timing and, get a little more traction on it. But I also, during the course of this whole thing, I end up finding and refining ideas along the way on certain things. And like, I just, you know, like I dug into some more core value stuff, and I was okay. I write down. So I guess one of the things, I guess, is how do I, is there a, I guess I'm trying to figure, I know you guys are responsible for doing the writing, and I'm basically editing, but I guess if I were to inject ideas into this, like certain chapters or provide more backdrop on this, so what's the best way to do that, or just which of the chapters to come out, and then I can do that in the editing process?
Yes, you can do that as well. If you have something written down that you want to, you know, have incorporate into the book at any chapter, since I think you have an outline, right? You have an outline and an idea. You have a table
yeah.
of contents for your book, right? So
yeah,
you understand what goes into which
chapter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
right.
So you do understand what goes into which chapter. So you can decide, like, I want to have this incorporated into this chapter. Even if the chapter is already written, it's fine. We do revisions. So we can incorporate that later or while the book is being written. If you, let's say, we're at chapter 4, you want to add something to chapter 9, you can send it our way, and I'll get it to the writers, and when that time comes, they'll incorporate it into the book. It's no problem.
Okay, so I just do that kind of like I think it might be useful if I was a writer to have, you know, the more I can have about what the author's looking for, the better, I would think. I would assume it'd be like you could write easier to write the more information you have, I'm assuming.
Yeah, the more, I encourage every person who I write a book with to, you know, add much and as much information as they can, because it helps out not only you, it helps out the writers as well. The more information we have, the more easy it is for us to elaborate on it, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. By the way, one important thing I wanted to get an answer to was, do you have an idea what kind of size you want for the book? Because personally, given the nature of the book, I don't think you want this to be a specifically academic book. You want this to be a rather easy read, right?
Yeah. Again, one of the things I did is I bought a copy of the. It's about the size of length or the size of the physical size.
The physical size of the book. I'm talking trim size. Usually, we recommend
six
by nine. That's like the standard general size for a pocketbook.
I'd have to figure out what. I don't know. I've never really. Let me think of. I have.
Think of it this way. About. Have you read a novel? General novels.
Yeah. So.
Novel size.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say I would. I'm measuring my a book that I have a model for, and I think it's probably that one's like 5.5 wide by. Yeah, it's like roughly 6 by 9, a little smaller. Yeah, roughly around there.
Yeah, because books usually, novels specifically, come in regularly in two sizes. It's 5 by 7 or 6 by 9. 5 by 7 are usually like small pocketbooks you can carry around easily. So it goes for 6 by 9. Since your book is rather compared, like it's academic/easy read, so I recommend 6 by 9 because it's 6 by 9 is a more ergonomic, you know, in terms of holding it in your hand, it gives more of a good feel when
yep.
you're reading it.
Yeah, 6 by 9 is what I want.
Okay. And I think we already have the book cover covered, right?
Yeah. I had that designed, and I also, I don't know if you got it, but I sent an email to when Lisa was there, I think it was Lisa, her name was, right?
I think I have it. I'm trying to find it.
I bought a copy of The Startup of You for her. To that was an example of trying to get the style and the type of book and a business book, and that was the. So yeah, that's a 6 by 9.
Yeah, 6 by 9 is the most common one used, so that's what we recommend. So let me see. I think you sent your book cover to Lisa at some point, and I did download it. I can't seem to find it though.
It's in your portal.
Yeah, I'm trying to find. I think I have it in my PC as well. Let me just
Oh,
see.
I see.
Cause I
Yeah,
make
I
folders for each person, so sometimes it's just so many people it gets lost.
Yeah, well, that's why I thought. I guess the portal. I was surprised that you guys have this whole nice portal, and all, and pretty much all you use it for is streaming stuff. So there's no, you know.
Trust me, I would love to use it more, but sometimes you just can't, even if you want to. You
okay.
understand, sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
You can't just fight with the management sometimes. And you have to just live with it. So, yeah, that's how it is sometimes.
Yeah, so I was trying to use that. I've been putting so I would sometimes upload the things to the portal. So, yeah, there's the book is, inside the portal, too, is all of these other things I've uploaded. You probably have seen them all at this point as you're researching, but I've been trying to upload anything I can to give styles of my writing as well as the book, the cover, and that kind of stuff. So if you...
I think I found it. Yeah, I got it. Let's see here. Lisa did show me this, but given it's been a while, I think I saw it back in February, so I don't quite remember what it looked like. Having to deal with lost. Let's see. Here we go. Leadership at Edge. Leadership at Edge. Have it. Okay. So you have, yeah. Now I call this. By the way, do you have a back cover for this as well, or is it just the front?
Just the front. So I will definitely need a backup back cover, and then probably. You know, on the inside, I thought the back would probably have something like quotes or something from the book, or and
yeah,
probably an inside cover.
Can
that,
have two
you know.
Things. Like normally, what we recommend is you can either put a quote, but quotes are usually something that go well inside the book. So a bit of description for the book that can be considered the back cover description, and given it is a informative book, I recommend a bit about you with a small picture in the corner. That represents you as the author.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. I mean, I was wondering, like, on the inside, you know, when you open up, they usually the cover. A lot of times, the cover. We'll see. I guess. I'm trying to think. Sometimes the covers have a soft cover over the hard. So, yeah. Either one of those. I haven't really thought about the back yet. I figured because part of the marketing program I'm working on too is I want to have some people that have pre. One reason I want to have this. You know, done even earlier is I can have people read copies of it, and I can get quotes from them if they're they can put like
previews.
You know kind of marketing yeah
previews.
On, you know, and it's a
so
yeah. So
I have
so
a question.
It's,
what are your like honestly? What are the question would be? What are your thoughts on running a social campaign for the book?
I'm going to do that for sure.
So would be a good timeline during this month. Let's see, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 months before this expected launch. Because even if you are to research, is what I usually recommend, do a bit of your own research as well. It's going to usually takes a good book but 5 to 6 months of, you know, marketing to get it really into the best-selling category. That's a minimal, usually. Sometimes people market the book for a year before the launch to, you know, to scratch that best-selling category. Because you have to sell, like, I think 5,000 copies in the first week to reach that.
Well, I mean, that's for... For that, that's for like Amazon, or is that for
yes,
that?
That's
that
for
is that
Amazon.
For like? Okay.
In order to be considered in the best-selling category for Amazon, you have to sell 5,000 books in the first week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I do want a campaign around it. I like I said, I haven't thought that because I've literally there's only barely one chapter's not even written, so I didn't kind of like. I've already socialized it, so I'm committed to it. But
how about
I think
it's a proposal from me. Let me compile a small. I'll ask my team to look into the book and see what we can do for you. Okay, I'll ask my marketing team to see what it's possible and what should be the timeline and how things should be to get you and, you know, an insight on how the marketing would be done for the book. Okay?
I'll yeah, you, yeah, you can tell me how, you know.
And
yep.
We can run it down. What do you think?
Okay. That sounds fine. Yep.
Good. So I'll work on that and I'll tell you the things we can do for you. And, of course, otherwise we can discuss what you want and what you don't want at that time. Because in terms of running everything, you said you wanted to do blogs as well. So we have an entire team that dedicates itself to, you know, having designing blog posts and then, you know, running a blog for you as well. So that's not going to be a big problem if you want to do that.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to know what are options for that.
I can actually set you up with our strategist because there is a strategist assigned to your book. I can set you up with a meeting with the strategist as well, so they can. I think I'm good enough for a guide, but those guys are the expert in the field, so they would be able to guide you better.
Okay. Okay.
So when would you be available? Should I schedule a call?
Sure.
Okay. Give me a time.
Scheduling the best. Well, this week is kind of, rest of the week I'm going to kind of be out. So,
mm-hmm.
Next week, the week of the, either maybe Wednesday the 11th.
Next week, Wednesday, okay? 11,
yeah.
That's going to be the 11th, okay? And what time would suit you?
How about, let's see here, 1 p.m. Eastern?
That's 1 p.m. Eastern. Okay, you can manage 1 p.m. Eastern. And by the way, you are also in Eastern time, or what are you on?
Yeah, I'm Eastern time.
Cool. Okay. By the way, one thing I just popped in my head, given I was reading it. I'm pretty sure you want to launch the book before October, but I was thinking, like, even if the book is complete by September, how about we hold it off till October? Why don't you make your speaking event the launch for the book?
Yeah, that would probably be good. That way, yep.
You know, a reasonable amount
people
of
could
boom
be...
that would create.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if we were to go on that route, that would, one, create a lot of publicity, a lot of good marketing, and would be around the time, although you'd be able to personally convey to people that, yeah, this is something good, you should go buy it.
Yep, I agree.
Okay, so I'll have a meeting with the strategist before your own one. So I think I'll get back to you. Wait, let's have a conversation on the 11th, okay?
So do I call you? Do you call me?
I'll call you. Don't worry.
Okay. They will call me. Okay.
So,
okay.
Aside from that, I'll drop you a text as well. I think I already have before. Not sure if you got that or not. But I think you have my number.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, let's see here. I can look.
So I'll drop you a fresh text. Okay.
Okay. That sounds good.
Good. This is like your own personal number, right?
Yep.
Good. So I'll just drop you a text and we'll continue your conversation over there. Any questions that you have?
No, thank you.
Perfect. Well, Brian, if you ever need to get in contact, you can just call me on the number I'm going to drop you a text on, and we'll continue on from there. Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you very
Perfect.
Much.
Welcome. Have a good day, Brian. Take care. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.